What's up, everybody? It's your boy JT Thompson. Just want to have a little chat with everyone about a topic today that might offend people and it may not offend people. But let's think about it, or let's just talk about it for a minute. If you're already currently in shape, and you're in the gym and you're doing your thing, would you date someone that's out of shape? Some people would say that's a no-brainer. I wouldn't do it. Or some people would say I would do it. But what's your flavor, you know? Would you do it, though? That's a big thing. Let's say you somebody that's out here and you ripped. Or let's say you're a woman out here and you're in great shape. How do you, let's say you currently are dating someone. And you're dating this person and let's say you're in love with this person, but how do you get them to want to change their lifestyle now? You know, sometimes a person can see that you're doing something that's positive and motivating, and they automatically kind of want to emulate what you're doing. So, you know, it's ways of being able to help someone. Because sometimes, let's think about it, people. You're already in shape and you're looking good, and sometimes you can see someone that's out of shape. And they're a little on the heavy side, but you may be like, you know, they're kind of cute in the face. I see the potential. So it's not a bad thing, you know, because you might be able to turn that five into a dime. Don't take that personal, but I'm serious, you know. Even I was a five at one time. You know, I'm not the best looking guy out here, but you know what? You know, you can turn yourself, if you can turn yourself around, you know, you may be able to find somebody else who you can help turn them around. And guess what? They will appreciate you a little bit more so than finding somebody else who's already in shape, because in their mind, they're the stuff anyway. So let's, you know, sometimes that happens. And sometimes you might find somebody who's already in shape and you date them. And guess what? It may be a perfect match because you guys have the same goals and the same things that you want to do. So, just something to think about. Think about that and ask yourself that question. Would you date someone completely out of shape if you're in shape? Could you fall in love with someone who's completely out of shape? Because everybody knows that looks isn't everything. You know? So, that's just my little chat of the day. Thank y'all for listening. Leave me a comment. Have a good day. What's up, ladies and gentlemen? It's your boy JT Thompson coming to you with another topic today. Race and working out. Big word, race. Huge. Let's get into it. When working out, are you a person that, do you like to mix and mingle? Do you like to mix it up? Me, myself, when I go in the gym, anybody can see me with anybody of any race. I don't care if you black, white, Hispanic, Arabic, Chaldean. If you purple or orange, if you want to work out, let's work. I'm that person. I'm about being around positive people, people who want to help motivate me. And I can do the same for them to help motivate them. Let's inspire each other. All of that negative talk and negative input, I keep myself away from that. Or are you a person that choose to say, you know what, I'm going to stay in my own lane? You know, it's nothing wrong with that. If you're a person that say, hey, if you're a white male that say, I work out better with white males. Or if you're a black male, you say, I work out better with just black males. I keep it in my own lane. But that doesn't make you a racist person. It just means that, hey, you know, I'd rather work out with this group of people. You feel more comfortable. That's what happens. That happens. I see that a lot in the gym. We go in the gym, you see kind of, you know, everybody's kind of got their own little clique or their own little group of people. And you very seldomly see people like myself that are just walking in. It's like, hey, let's go. Let's do this work. And then I'm willing to work out with anybody. I don't care. If you're a girl and you can work out, let's go. Let's work out. I thought it was interesting, you know. You go into gyms, pay attention to this, gym rats. When you go in the gym, sometimes you don't see people really mingling it up, you know, mixing it up. You don't really see that. You kind of see people stand in their own lane. But for the most part, it's starting to get better in gyms. And I would like to see gyms become more diverse. Like if you go to L.A. and Miami and places like that, even New York at the Mecca, it's a lot more diverse. Here in Michigan, it's a little bit stagnated. We still stuck in, you know, just these gyms that kind of only stay to themselves, or it's just one way or the highway type deal. I don't know. Hopefully it'll get better. But think about that. Anybody got some input on that? Leave me a comment. Let me know what's going on. I'm JT Thompson, and I'm signing off. I holler back at y'all.